Well, if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me in the book of Psalm 96. I want to talk to you about singing a new song, singing a new song. I don't know if you realize it or not, but we all sing a song. And whether you joined in singing these songs that we sang here today, you're singing a song. It's coming from in here. It's not just through our lips, but it's coming from in here. But there's a song that we're singing. Psalm 96, 1 to 13. That's where I'd like to read. You'll see it on the screen as well. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. If you have another translation, that's fine too. I'm sure you'll be able to follow along there as well. It says, sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, praise His name. Each day proclaim the good news that He saves. Publish His glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things He does. Great is the Lord. He's most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround Him. Strength and beauty fill His sanctuary. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory He deserves. Bring your offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in all of His holy splendor. Let the earth tremble before Him. Tell all the nations the Lord reigns. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. He will judge all peoples fairly. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and everything in it shout His praise. Let the fields and their crops burst out with joy. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord. For He is coming, He is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the nations with His truth. Father, we thank You for Your word this morning. I pray You would make it become alive inside of us today and in our hearing, that we would listen and heed Your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning I'd like to talk to you about a new song. And I really believe that the Lord is saying to us today that He desires to give us a new song. And I don't know where you may have been or what you've been going through or what difficulties you might have been facing, but I really sense in my spirit that the Lord is saying to us, I'm going to give you a new song. There's going to be a new song that's going to come out of this place. There's going to be a new song that comes out of our hearts and of our lives that we're going to sing unto the Lord with joy, with happiness. And so wherever you might be today, God's got a new song. He's got a new song that's coming your way. It's a fresh song. It's a song of recent origins, a song that is new in condition. It's a song that's bringing us fresh excitement. And as you read this psalm, it's telling us basically we need to have new songs. There needs to be a new song that rises up within us. You can't just keep holding on to your past experiences with God, because God always has something new. God always has something fresh, and it results in a new song. So this psalmist is telling us that we need a new song. And as we look at our lives and examine our lives, I think it's a good thing to take a very serious look at our lives and really ask the question, what kind of song am I singing? What are the things that are coming out of my mouth? You know, sometimes we might all say, well, I'm singing like wonderful, precious songs. Well, what's coming out of your mouth? As you look back this week, what's been coming out of your mouth? What's the talk that's been coming out of your mouth? Has our experience with God led to a new song? Or has the things of the world and the things that have been happening in our life dampened that song or taken that song away from us? Are we singing fresh songs? Are we singing the songs that are new? Are we singing songs that come from a fresh experience with God? Are we singing songs where we're passionate about what we're saying and what we're singing? You know, sometimes as we look at the songs that we're singing out there, sometimes we do sing an old song. Sometimes we hold on to the things of the past and the old. And they had life back then, but it's long gone. It's old. It's an old song. God doesn't want you to stay in your past. God wants you to move forward into new songs. Some people are going back to their old songs, thinking that, oh, this is what's best. I'm more comfortable here. But God's saying, I want to give you a new song to sing. New songs. So don't settle for the old when you can have the new. Sometimes we need to ask ourselves, have we lost our passion? Are we drying up inside? Sometimes we go through those valleys. Sometimes we go through those deserts in our lives. Sometimes we go through, we're just tired. We're just tired. Sometimes that takes the life out of our singing. Sometimes we sing, I call it the complaining song. We just keep complaining. Complain about this, complain about that. Sometimes we do the songs of, you know, all the wrongs that happened to us, all of our hurts, all of our disappointments. Sometimes our songs have lost their meaning. Sometimes our songs have become boring. We don't even like to sing them anymore. What kind of sound? What kind of music? What kind of song is coming out of our mouths? It's something that's really important to God. As we really look at ourselves and ask that question, what kind of song am I singing? Could it be that maybe we have a broken record? Ever think of that, a broken record? That's basically repeating the same thing over and over and over again. On your CD drive, when you know there's some dirt on there, it just keeps repeating, 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 repeating. Are we like that? Are those things happening in our lives today? I really believe that God is wanting to help us and bring us to a place where we're going to experience fresh encounters with Him, where new songs will begin to flow from our lives. And that's what I really sense God is saying to us this morning. If you get anything else out of this message, get that part. God is telling us, I'm going to give you a new song. Something is coming that'll give you a new song. He wants to stir things up again inside of our lives that we might cry out and begin to sing a whole new song. Now, as we look at this psalm, which is basically a psalm, that's why they're called psalms, it encourages us to seek that new song. And that's what I'd like to focus on this morning. Some things that we can do that will help us that we might sing a new song. And the first thing we see in this psalm to experience a new song is you need to praise. Praise needs to be part of our everyday lives. We need to keep on praising the Lord our God. You can't stop praising. When you stop praising, your new songs stop happening. You can't have a new song without praise coming out of your mouth. When you begin to praise, when you begin to exalt the Lord, it's just a natural thing that all of a sudden a new song starts to bubble out. To praise is to speak or to sing your admiration. It's to sing your appreciation. It's your commendation to God. It's an act of expressing your worship to God. And it's a very important part of our worship as well. It needs to be present, not just when we come to church, but in every day of our lives as well. Because from praise comes new songs. So if you're not praising Him, can't expect a new song, but if you start praising Him, it provides the atmosphere for a new song to come forth. Psalm 96, 1-3. Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Praise His name. Each day proclaim the good news that He saves. Publish His glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things He does. That's an invitation that we need to respond to sing a new song. Because praise is the doorway to our song. When you stop praising, our songs disappear. So we got to keep that praise going, even in difficult times. So often, you know, we allow our circumstance to dictate how we respond to God, when our circumstance should not dictate at all how we respond to God. Our heart should always be filled with praise. It should always be filled. We need to keep that focus that God is always worthy of our praise. Always. And when we go through those times where it's hard or it's difficult or we go through disappointments in our lives and kind of gets us down, we need to remind ourselves, who is our God? He's a God who saves. He's a God who delivers. He's a God that set us free from that path of darkness. He turned our lives around. That's our God. If you don't know what to praise Him for, begin to think of your salvation. That God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish but have eternal life, everlasting life. Remember your salvation. Begin to focus on your salvation. And praise will start to flow. Praise God for the good things He has done in your life. Praise Him for the times He's brought you through hard times and difficult times. Testify of the goodness of God and the amazing things that God does. You know, I find as Christians, we're very quiet sometimes about what God is doing in our lives. We're very private. And God is doing some great things and we don't even hear about it because we're not declaring it. Sometimes I hear about it weeks, months later that someone experienced God in the service or touched. Like, tell one another. If God is doing something for you, tell somebody. Let people know that God has touched. That in itself encourages us to sing a new song. See, Christianity is not meant to be private. That's what the world is trying to convince you, that you need to keep your Christianity private. Keep it back there. You don't bring it on the forefront. God's telling us the exact opposite. No, you need to bring it on the forefront. Put it right out there. It needs to be declared. Proclaim it out loud for others to hear. Let it be a song to sing. It's a doorway. Praise is a doorway that leads to a new song. So let's get a praise on. Let's start praising Him. And if you're going through a difficult time, if you're going through something difficult, go back to salvation and start thanking God for your salvation. I guarantee as you start to give thanks unto the Lord, as you start to praise Him, a new song starts to arise. We sang that song and closing the last song, turn your eyes upon Jesus. What does it go on to say? In the things of this world will go strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Because when you start to praise Him, all of a sudden, all these things that are happening around us, they start to shrink. And we start to see all of His glory and His presence and the encouragement that is there. Secondly, in singing a new song, we need to focus on the greatness of our God. God is great, and God is worthy of our praise. Focus on His greatness. Take time to meditate and think about the greatness of God. And I guarantee, if you begin to just take a few moments and think of the greatness of God, a song starts to come right up from here and gets expressed through your mouth. Psalm 96, 4 to 7, great is the Lord. He is most worthy of our praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor, majesty surround Him. Strength and beauty fill His sanctuary. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. It's the cry of God's heart that the nations would recognize the Lord, that they would recognize the greatness of Him. You know, and sometimes we just need those kind of reminders in our lives of who God is and His greatness. And as we get a fresh glimpse of the greatness of God, I don't think we really understand or even can comprehend the greatness of our God. But if we can just get a glimpse, it'll result in a new song starting to rise up within inside of us. The Lord is worthy of our praise, for He is great and greatly to be praised. And that's a major point of this whole psalm, that God is great and that He's worthy of our praise. He's the God of all gods. He's the chief. He's the supreme one. He's above all others. He is greater than all the gods in the world, in the heavens, and on the earth below. Greater than all the angelic beings. Greater than all the powers of heaven. Greater than all the powers on the earth. There is no one that can come close to His greatness. a greatness that is proclaimed and acknowledged in heaven, as the heaven recognizes the greatness of God, and as the earth recognizes the greatness of God. Bible says he's to be feared above all others, as he is the true God. He's the real God. He's the Savior of the world. Salvation can only be found in him, as he is the way, the truth, and the life. All people must recognize the Lord, for he is the great one, the supreme one, the supreme ruler of all things in heaven and on earth. That's who he is. That's how great he is. And he desires to show his greatness to the nations. And God is doing that. And I'm really believing that God is going to do something very special for our nation as well, to bring this nation back to understand the greatness of our God and our Savior. The Bible says that the beauty of heaven surrounds him. Glory and honor surround him. An angelic host surrounds him, praising him. He is great and mighty. There's none that can compare to him. It encourages us, focus on that for a while. Meditate on how great our God really is. And as you do that, I can guarantee you something will happen. A song will start to rise up with inside of you. A song that you'll start to sing. How great is our God? How great is our God? And I want to encourage you as well, as you think about those things, speak it out. So often we just think about it and we rejoice kind of inside of us. You know, sometimes the soul needs to hear the mouth speak it out. Speak out your praise. Say it out loud. I'm telling you, that is one of the greatest ways that you can encourage yourself, as you start to speak it out loud. You start to declare it out loud. I'm telling you, you start doing that, you start getting excited inside. Sometimes the old brain needs to hear the mouth proclaim. So don't just think about it. Speak it out and declare those praises as you think of the greatness of God. Then thirdly, in singing a new song, one needs to give. One needs to bring their offerings and their tithes and their gifts to God. Psalm 96:8 says, "Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offering and come into his courts." See, our offerings just don't go anywhere. Sometimes people, they give here, they give there, get over this place and that place. The Bible doesn't say to do that. It says bring it into his courts. Bring it into his temple. Bring it into the house of God. This may seem like it doesn't belong here when we think of singing a new song, but it very much belongs here in singing a song, because you know what we do with our money? We put our money where we value what we think is important. That's where we put our money. Is God somebody that's important to you? It'll be shown by your money, where you put your money. See, giving brings pleasure, not just to God, but to us, because it's us responding to God with a form of worship that honors and pleases him. The Bible says, give glory to God, give worship to your God. And one of those ways that we do that is by coming into his courts and bringing our offerings and our tithes, just as we already did here this morning. I encourage you, come prepared to give. Plan on giving. Budget your giving. I realize sometimes as people come to the Lord, they said, "Pastor, I don't have any money to give. Like, it's all gone. Like, every month they come to the end of the month, I just barely make it." Well, it's time to start a budget. You can get Adam. He'll have one of his classes and finances. And those classes always talk about, you got to give. Set a sum aside every week so that when you come to the house of God, you're able to give. That's what God calls us to do. That's what we need to do. This week, I was at treaty talks. And it was really interesting, actually, as they get into the treaties that are out there and the importance of documents, of who owns the land, who should be paid. It was rather interesting to listen to that and hear that. But as I was listening to that, I was thinking, well, our Creator, he created this land. He created this earth. It's documented. It's in our Bibles. It's a legal description that is in there that he's the owner of the land. There's something that he requires. It's called 10%. It's called a tithe. for using his land. When you want to think about that in that sense, it's very true that we're on this land. We owe a tithe to the one who created this land, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So he's worthy. He really is. He's worthy of our praise from our lips, and he's worthy of our praise from our money. And the Bible tells us that we honor God by bringing all those tithes and offerings to his house, that place of worship. And as we do so, the Bible says, see if he won't bless us. See if he won't pour back into our lives a blessing on our lives. A lot of times we just think, oh yeah, then he can pour more financial blessings in our lives. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he gives us peace as a blessing. Sometimes he brings us out of a hard place. Sometimes he's watching over our family, or he's bringing us health, he's bringing us strength. There's many things that God does that he blesses us that aren't just financial. But he does that as well. He will bless us financially too as we give and as we respond to him. Giving becomes a joy. It really does. It's a joy for me every time I hit April. I love April. Best month of the year. You get income tax back, your refund. I get a really big refund. Makes it exciting to give. Let's give some more. And the more I give, the more I get back. And that's a true fact. Here in Alberta, here in Canada, as you give, and you get recorded for that, it breaks your income tax down, and you get a refund. Bless God. Amen. So honor the Lord with your tithes and offerings, and see if God doesn't pour out blessings back upon you. That as you do so, a song starts to rise. A lot of people miss that. A song will arise as you give unto the Lord. So a new song, he'll do that for you. Then fourthly, singing a new song, one needs to get that place where a strong profession is declared. You need to tell people of your faith. You need to tell people of the goodness of God. Too often we're quiet as Christians. We've really listened to the world to think that it's none of anyone else's business. Keep your religion to yourself. Listen, there's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. We need to declare that. We need to tell people, because otherwise there's a lot of people going to go to hell. So we have a job to do. Tell people. Speak it out. Speak it out. If you're going to keep your Christianity a secret, I guarantee you're not going to have much of a song to sing. But as soon as you start telling people about your Christianity, something happens. Something happens. Psalm 96:10 says, tell all the nation, the Lord reigns. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. He will judge all people fairly. And singing a new song, proclamation is so important. You need to share with others the good news of Jesus Christ. Do you want to see people in heaven? Then we got a job to do. Tell others about it. Do we want to see our churches full? We have a job to do. We need to go out and tell others. Go out and tell people, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever would believe in him wouldn't perish, but have everlasting life. That's so important to declare. There should be an excitement in our lives as we share what God has done. And you know, the amazing thing that happens is you begin to share, other people begin to get excited. Other people begin to respond. Soon there's people that want to come with you. Soon there's people that want to come with you to church. Soon you see people giving their hearts to Jesus Christ, and that is the greatest joy that is out there when you see somebody come to Jesus Christ. That's the greatest blessing. Let me tell you, you want songs to start arising from your soul? Do you want to start singing new songs? Win people to Jesus. My, nothing better. There is nothing better than that one, to see people come to Jesus Christ. Greatest joy, the greatest joy that can ever happen. We're to be his messengers. We're to go out and we're to declare. We need to get over that shyness or any apprehensions that we have about ourselves so that songs can begin to arise again. Tell people. Tell people. Share your story. Share your story. It'll put a new song in your heart. Number five, in singing a new song, We need to join with all of nature. Because all of nature sings. Did you notice that yesterday? When you had that wind and that snow was blowing, there was a song. Hearing the whistle of that wind as it's going by. You heard it sing. Nature was singing. The Bible says, Psalm 96, 11 to 12, it says, "Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the fields and the crops burst out with joy. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy." There's always new songs to sing, and all you have to do is look to nature to realize that there is. Look to the sea and how the sea can be so calm at times and so beautiful. Just think right now, if you're on a sunny beach somewhere, sitting on that sand and the water coming in, isn't that beautiful? It gives you a song, that wave just comes in slowly, slowly. Go to it on another day and there's a storm. It's singing a different song then. When that storm and the roar and the thunder and the crash of those waves. Here in Alberta, we get to see the Northern Lights. And sometimes as you watch the Northern Lights, they begin to skip and begin to move and begin to dance. Look at the fields and how they change for the season with their crops spreading out their beauty for miles and miles and miles. I love canola fields. When they're in bloom and all that yellow, it looks like gold. And mile after mile after mile, you just look and it's like thinking of heaven. And the streets are paved with gold. And you just think, like, there's the gold right there. It's beautiful. And then the wind comes and you can watch the wind going in different directions through the field. Again, singing a song. And then there's the vast forest of the world. And if you've ever been out in the bush and out where the big trees are, and you just stand there and you listen. There's all kinds of songs being sung in the forest. Then you go to the beautiful mountains that we have here in Alberta and the majesty and the breathtaking views. There's a song that comes from that. All through the Bible, it tells us how creation testifies of God, how creation glorifies God. It's a natural thing for creation to sing songs. And so it should be natural for us to sing new songs unto the Lord. Look around you. Creation is singing. It really is. Then lastly, in singing a new song, we need to focus on the coming of the Lord. The Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is returning. He's coming again. Our Lord and Savior is coming again. Psalm 96, 13, "For he is coming. He is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the nations with his truth." The king is coming. He's returning soon. And when he comes, he brings salvation and rewards and restoration and justice and peace and judgment. But having that thought, that should excite us. Unless we're not ready to meet him. If we're ready to meet our Lord and Savior, that should be a cause of joy. That should be a cause for a song to rise up within us. Like the old song, "The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding. The King is coming. The King is coming." The promise of his return will happen just as he said it would. One day the trumpet will sound and the clouds will roll back to reveal the Lord's coming. Declare that. Make way for the king. He's coming. New songs are coming. And let me tell you something. New songs are going to become even more because that coming is very soon. And when you can think of it in the terms of the bride and the bridegroom, the church is referred to as the bride and the Lord Jesus is referred to as a groom. As you apply that in the natural sense, when you're waiting to get married and the day is getting closer and closer, you get more and more excited for that day. That is happening. His coming is getting closer and closer. And the closer it gets, more songs begin to get released. Are you ready to meet the king? Going to create a new song. So this morning, I hope this encourages you to look at the song you're singing and to see if you need a new one. Personally, I'm praying and asking for a new song. I like the songs that I have, but I know there's more, and I want a new song. And I'm saying to God, God, as I look at my own life, sometimes my songs aren't always so great. Sometimes what comes out of my mouth is not always so great with confidence and great praises. So I say, Lord, I want a new song. I want something to come out of me that just bubbles over, that erupts out of me like a volcano that I cannot stop. That's the kind of song I want. And I think many of you are wanting the same thing. That you're wanting a greater depth with God, that you're wanting to be stirred so much that you won't be able to hold it back anymore, that it'll just come bursting forth. I want more of God. And God wants more of us. And he wants to give us a new song. I really sense in these next months, these next weeks and months, there's things that are going to change and turn around, that God's going to give us a new song. I believe the Lord has seen our hearts and he's seen our cries. I also believe he's seen our hardships and what we've endured in these last few years. And I believe the Lord has seen how many of us stand here and say, you know, my energy is gone. I'm tired. I'm just tired of it all, Pastor. But God's going to reward your faithfulness. He's going to give you a new song. I already sense that in my spirit. I believe that's a word for us, that God's going to give us a new song to sing. Things are going to turn around in your life where there's going to be a new song that bubbles up from inside that'll come out through your mouth and through your lips, where you're going to express the most beautiful song of praise. I want that. I'm praying for that in my own life. God, I want a new song. And as we close this service here this morning, our worship team is going to come back and lead us in a song. And as that happens, may we just pray to God and say, God, I want a new song today. Start it today. Start it today, God. I don't want to wait another month. I don't want to wait another 2 months. I don't want to wait another year. God, you've been promising, you've been promising, you've been promising. I want my new song. I want my new song. If you want a new song today, I'm not the one that can give it to you, but I can point you to the one who can give it to you, the Lord. And as we would stand together here as we close this morning, as they lead us in a closing song, just cry out to God in your own heart. God, I want a new song. I want a new song. Fill my heart, fill my mind again. Move upon me, encounter me afresh and anew again. That a song would come bubbling up from inside of me and begin to be expressed through my mouth, that all will hear, I have a new song. A new song. We want a new song, God. And I believe you want to give us that, Lord. And so I pray that, Lord, in each person in this place, wherever they might be with you, God, I pray that, Lord, you would take them deeper. You would encounter them. You would do something in their life. You would respond to them in such a powerful way that literally, Lord, it'll result in a new song. That will be kind of shocked that what we're saying, what we're singing, it may not be according to some tune that we know, it'll be our own tune, a brand new song, a brand new tune that's coming out of our mouths. Grant that, Lord, over your people, I pray. It's time. It's time for a new song to sing.